Amen. Well, how are you doing, church? I am excited to be with you today to bring you the word. As you just saw, man, we had an amazing time of worship, and what a great time. Can we just like give it up for our worship team, if you can with me? Amen. Well, man, I just want to start off by not only thanking everyone online that is tuning in for just being up early and tuning in, but I also want to thank Pastor Brian for the opportunity to be here and bring you the word. How many know that we have a great pastor, a great leader? Come on, this speaks highly of his leadership to be able to share the platform with us. And that just tells me that we have a confident leader who is confident in his ability, but also he trusts his team. So I'm excited to be with you today. Man, what an exciting time that we're living in. And that's kind of a joke because it's not really that exciting. It's crazy. It's wild. But I want to tell you a story. A few weeks back, I was hanging out with my girlfriend. And usually the weekends are the times where we get a chance to hang out. So like any other Friday afternoon, I went over to her parents' house. And I get there and they are doing a little project. And maybe somebody can relate to this, but COVID has probably been a time where we've just been kind of bored and we were like, what are we going to do? So let's do a DIY project. So I think that's already speaking to somebody right now, but they decided that they wanted to redo a part of their laundry room. So they had an idea and they ran with it. They saw it on Pinterest. Come on, how many know that Pinterest helps us so much in this time? But they had an idea to put up shiplap in their wall, and it started out great. I got there and I began to help out. I said, how can I help? So I ended up beginning to cut pieces of wood. I was going down the stairs to the garage to cut pieces of wood. I was helping her father measure some things and making sure that we're getting everything spot on. So we get things done, and all of a sudden, we hear a scream. And it's her mother a little bit freaking out because she realized that the shiplap that we had tried to cut our best with, we tried to measure everything, it was a little bit crooked. And what they realized was that part of the foundation of the house had shifted. Foundation was a little bit crooked. So somewhere down the line, the developers, the builders, they must have taken a shortcut because part of the ceiling was no longer straight. It was a little bit crooked. So what did that mean? That meant that they had to restart their project all over again and adjust it to be able to be straight again. So since then, they've done that. It looks beautiful. It looks great. Shout out to Pinterest. Shout out to Shiplap. And shout out to COVID for helping us do some projects or maybe finish some. So today we're going to be talking about something that has to do with this story, and it's our foundation. And I want to now guide us to the scripture. So if you're anything like me, I hope that you have your Bible ready. I hope that you have your notes ready. Come on, I hope that you have a little notebook. But we're going to be in Matthew chapter 7. We're going to go through verses 24 through 29. That's Matthew chapter 7. I'll give you some time to get your message, maybe pull out the Bible app for you. And we're going to be on Matthew 7, verses 24 through 29. And let's read the scriptures. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. Well, I want to tell you my message title for today, and I want you to write this, and I believe this is going to even begin to work in the lives of those and speak to us right now, but the title for today is I Am Still Standing. Come on, can you say that with me? I am still standing. Amen. That's a word in itself, because I know that right now things have been crazy. And by the grace of God, I know that a lot of us can say that we are still standing by God's love, by God's grace, by God's truth. Well, also, I want to let you know that everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face. Mike Tyson, the great Mike Tyson, said that once. And today we're going to be unpacking some of this truth in the Bible and seeing how we can prepare ourselves to when we get punched in the face, because, shocker, we will get punched in the face many times in life, how we can quickly stand back up or how we can not fall over. So in this story, we see two men. We see a wise man, a foolish man. We see a man that built his house on the foundation that as rock, but also one that built on the sand. So we're going to begin to compare these two men. And the first point that I have for you for the comparison side is both men had a dream to build a house. How many know that everyone really has a dream? Really, it's what we do in preparation to that dream that allows that dream to come to fruition. So we see two men. We have one that has taken the necessary precautions, has measured things rightly, and decided that he was going to build his house on a firm foundation on a rock. And if you know a little bit about the times back when Jesus was doing his thing, back in those times, it was very, very desert-like. There was a lot of sand. There was a lot of dirt. So if you wanted a firm foundation, you had to dig deeper. You had to dig deeper. So one man said, listen, I want to have the strongest house that I can have, because maybe one day rain may come. Maybe one day floods may come. Maybe one day a storm may come, and I don't want my investment to be lost, to be forgotten, to be thrown away. So this man said, listen, I'm going to put in the work. I'm just going to grind it out. I'm going to dig as deep as I can until I find something sturdy, something that is going to hold it. And then I'm going to start building my house. I mean, this guy pulled out all the stops. I'm talking about a brick house. I'm talking about beautiful countertops. I'm talking about custom made everything. He even had an alarm system. It's okay. You can laugh. It's a joke. But this man decided he was going to do the best that he could. And in this dream, then we have another man that wanted to build on the sand. This man, and I know this can speak to a lot of us. There are some times that we have a dream, but we want it done at a certain time. But God says, listen, in order for this dream to be a good dream, to be a strong dream, I got to do it in my time, because there's things that I need to prepare. But sometimes we want to cut corners, similar to that story at the beginning where the builders must have cut some corners, and it left the ceiling a little bit crooked, and unfortunately, they had to restart their project again. And that's not what we want to happen in our life. We don't want to restart things. We want things to be sturdy. So this man decided, listen, it's hot out here. It's about 150 degrees, and I really don't want to be out here all day, so I'm just going to dig just a little bit, just a few feet down, and might feel fine and might feel okay, but I'm going to start building my house. And this guy built a very similar house. I mean, he pulled out all the stops, brick, countertops, custom-made everything, alarm system, three-car garage, but unfortunately, he had built on the sand. So time goes by, and he realizes that he has cracks on the wall, and he's thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on? Maybe I did something. But what he didn't realize is because he built his house on the sand, things begin to shift. Come on, sometimes in life, things begin to shift in our situations, and unfortunately, things happen that we maybe have cracks in our life, and we ask ourselves, why? Maybe it's because we are building our life on the sand and not on the rock. So both men had a dream to build a house. One man built it on rock. One man built it on the sand. The second point that I want to bring you to in the comparison is both men heard the same teaching of God. Oh my goodness, this is a good one. Because how many know that we all get to listen to a lot of teachings, and maybe even we come on Sundays and we maybe even tune in online right now. We hear the same teachings but we react to it different. Can I encourage you today and tell you that we need to be building our house on the rock and not on the sand? And what does that mean? Building on the rock could mean things like getting up early, praying to God, reading your word, being with like-minded people. Come on. Being someone that doesn't take corners and doesn't just listen on Sunday mornings. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody. I'm coming for you today because I believe that we need to be building on the rock. So sometimes we even tune in online and we say, that was a great word. And we go on about our week and we forget about it. And we come next week Sunday and then it's a cycle. And then all of a sudden we have cracks in our lives. Man, that's a word right there. Both men heard the same teaching of God, but one reacted to it different. Right now, we're all in a huge storm together. We're in this COVID pandemic together, and it's been crazy. I know that many times I've said, my goodness, God, when is this going to end? When is this going to end? But I go back to his word, and I know that he's faithful. I know that this storm too shall pass. So be encouraged today. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope and know that this storm will pass. And then the third point on this comparison is that both men faced the same storm. Maybe some of you might know, maybe some of you might not know, but I was born in Puerto Rico and lived there until I was about 10 years old. And at 10 years old, my family, we moved to the Tampa, Florida area. And what Puerto Rico and the Florida area have fairly in common is hurricane season. And a lot of the houses in Florida and in Puerto Rico as well are built to withstand winds, are built to withstand hurricanes. Man, and I can remember as a young boy in Puerto Rico. Don't know the name of the hurricane. I must have been 3 or 4, but I remember the storms coming. And the winds getting stronger, and the rain getting crazier. And I remember losing power, but I remember that my father had built the house, had helped build the house, and I remember it being in a strong foundation. And I remember my dad going out, putting on a poncho, and going across the street to see if my aunt was okay, to see if she needed anything. And right next door to us, we had a little shed. And the roof was, it wasn't a cement roof, but it was almost like those metal slabs. And I just remember my dad running out there, and all of a sudden the wind's just taking the lid off of that thing and almost taking my dad off. That was pretty scary. But the main foundation stayed. The main foundation stayed, and that's what impressed me the most. That even though those winds came, and although that the storm ripped the roof off, the foundation was still fine. And yeah, we might have lost a few, you know, like a lawnmower or something, but thankfully that foundation is good. So now we want to do a contrast of these two men. I want to show you a little bit difference of these two men. And the first one is one man was wise and one man was a fool. A man that was wise decided to listen to God's teachings, decided to put in work, decided to read his word, decided to build his house on the rock, while the other one decided to cut corners and decided that he was going to build his house on the sand. Then the second point we have here is one man built on the rock and the other on the sand. And then the third point is one man bore fruit while the other did not. Sometimes we ask ourselves, man, God, why aren't you using me? Why are you not like moving in my life? Why isn't there fruit? Maybe it's what we've just been talking about. Maybe we're not digging deeper. Maybe we're not digging deeper into a relationship with God. Come on, I believe this is speaking to all of us today. No one is exempt from it. It's speaking to me right now. Maybe in my life, maybe I'm not digging deeper. Maybe I'm not seeing the things come to life that I want to see come to life because I'm not digging deeper into what God has for me. So today, I want you to know that when you're founded in Christ, you'll receive what you need to withstand the storm. And the main point really of this whole story, like, yes, the issue, yes, two men built houses, but the issue here is not whether one man can build a better house. The issue was that one man obeyed and one did not. And the storm revealed what they were rooted in. It even says it in verse 24. So let's go back into the scripture. It says in verse 24 of Matthew 7, it says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on the solid rock. Come on, anyone who listens. Come on, I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to know that God wants to move in your life, but we need to listen. We need to listen because sometimes storms may come, winds may come, but where there is discomfort, I want you to know this. This is good. I want you to write this down. I don't want you to miss this. Where there is discomfort, there is discovery. And where there is discovery, there is development. I'll say that one more time. Where there is discomfort, there is discovery. And when there is discovery, there is where there is discovery, there is development. Come on, in your discomfort, you will discover new things. In your discomfort, you will discover how God can move in your life. It's okay to feel uncomfortable right now, but what are you doing in that uncomfortable area that is allowing you to discover something about you? Maybe you don't know that you are somebody that has the ability to speak life into people, that bring hope to people. So are you digging deeper? Come on, are you digging deeper into a relationship with Christ that is going to help you discover and develop? Man, where there is discomfort, there is discovery. And where there is discovery, there is development. So digging deeper means not just hearing, but trusting and obeying. Not digging deeper means not putting into practice what you hear and not obeying. See, Dr. Tony Evans put it this way. It is the absence of acting on the word that keeps the word from being powerful in our experience, even when we are saying amen to the truth. Come on, the absence of acting. Where in our lives are we not acting on? God just wants just a little bit of faith from you to use you today. And I came here to encourage somebody. I'm encouraging myself to push through, to dig deeper. Sometimes it might seem cool. It might seem fine to be somebody who builds their house on sand just because it's going to be easy. And we can relate that to our faith. Sometimes it feels fine to just go to church sometimes, read the word sometimes, because it's easy. Because sometimes digging deeper means we're going to discover maybe something that we didn't want to discover. But isn't it so cool that whatever we might discover that we think is so bad and so awful and that God can't use it, God will make it and turn it for his good. I want to finish here with a story on a personal story, and it's when I moved to Michigan. Many of y'all maybe know this, but I actually actually about three and a half years ago moved from Florida to Michigan, and that was one of the toughest decisions I had to make. The reason why is because I was leaving behind friends. I was leaving behind my beautiful family, my parents, my sister, my brother. I was leaving so many memories behind. I was leaving a firm foundation. I was leaving my home that I had lived in. I was going away from delicious meals. Come on, how many know that mama can cook delicious meals? Man, I was living a great, comfortable, blessed life. But God wanted me to step out. He wanted to see how my foundation was. So as I'm getting ready to pack up the truck and move away, give my parents one big hug, and we cry together, and I drive off, and I immediately knew that God had a purpose and a plan for me, and that even though things were going to be rough, I was going to hold the vision that God has given me, and I was going to trust the process, because I know that God is a firm foundation, and he's never failed me. Just like we sang today, he's never failed me yet to this point. And that's not to say that he will fail us one day. He's literally never going to fail us. But man, I drove out of there sad but confident, knowing that my foundation was built on the Father, and what I was going to do was to be a part of extending the kingdom of God. And 3.5 years later, here I am in the state, the beautiful state of Michigan. I don't know, I might be a Michigander now. I've gone through 3 winters, come on, right? Am I a Michigander now? I'm in. So all that to say that I did that move. I couldn't have done that move, actually. I could not have done that move if my faith was not built on Jesus' foundation. There were so many times in my life that I thought I was gonna fall somewhere, and I thought that, man, the blessings of God and the things that he had promised me and the words that people had spoken over my life, I thought those weren't gonna come to pass. But in these 3.5 years, man, I've seen his faithfulness like never before. And I can stand here today and let you know that because I decided to follow Jesus, I can stand here today and encourage you. So be encouraged today. So at the end of today, if you get anything, I want you to ask yourself, where is my foundation in? Is it on the rock? Is it on the sand? And I want to end with this verse as we get ready to take communion. So as I'm reading this verse, listen through it, but maybe take this time to get your elements, get your juice, get your bread, your crackers. But I want to finish with this message scripture, and it's out of Colossians 2, chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, and it says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Yes, the road's going to be hard. Yes, the road's going to be tough. But let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Today, I can stand here and overflow with thankfulness because God has moved in my life so much, and my roots go deep down with him. We have a relationship, man. We don't just pray together, but we have a relationship. We've been through some things, and I know some of y'all have been through some things with Jesus and can really share some great stories. So maybe if you're that person today that you feel like your foundation is built on the rock, can you be somebody who encourages? Can you maybe bring somebody under your wing? Can you speak life into those people? And if maybe you're somebody who's built today their life on the sand and you've realized, man, my life has been falling apart and I do not know why. Like, I go to church. Like, I take notes. I read my scripture. I listen to podcasts. That's all cool. That's all good. I'm not knocking none of those things now. But are you digging deeper? So if you're that person, would you just dig a little bit deeper? Come on, would you do some things this week that will help your foundation just go a little bit further down, whether that's setting an alarm to wake up early and pray to God? It doesn't have to be 30 minutes, an hour prayer. You don't have to be speaking tongues. You don't have to do all this, but just pray to God. Take a few minutes to have that line of communication open to him. So let me pray for us, and we'll be taking communion. I hope this word has encouraged you as much as it's encouraged me today. Father, thank you, Jesus, because I am still standing. God, I know that many of us today are still standing because of your love, your grace, your foundation, your son Jesus who died on the cross for us. Father, so for those that have a strong foundation, amen. Amen. That's awesome, Lord. But I pray that they would help others, that they would continue to work on their foundation. Lord, and I pray for those that maybe have a shifting foundation. Lord, I pray that they would be able to just take time out to work on that. God, thank you for speaking so clearly to us today on what it is that we need to do. And what a timely word, Lord, for a season such as this. Lord, a season that has tested all of us, I think, equally. or I'm sure even some worse, but it has tested all of us, Lord. It's been months and months and months of being quarantined, of being away, of maybe some of us not even being able to see our families, some of us even being laid off. God, I pray for the hearts that are breaking today, even listening to this message. God, that they would reach out to you, Father. Lord, that they would hold tight to your word and live by it. Lord, that even though winds and storms and rain and flood may come, Lord, that they can stand and say, although this craziness is coming towards my way, because storms are still going to come, but they can say, I'm on the foundation. I'm on the rock. So thank you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you for letting me share with you.
Amen. Amen.